Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we come before you, God, with a spirit of gratitude in Jesus' name. We come before you, God, telling you thank you. Father, we come before you, Father, asking you to wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, anything done against you, God, against ourselves, against others, God. Father God, we ask you to forgive us in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Father, help us to in all our ways acknowledge you so that you can direct our path, God. Father, help us to trust in you with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Father, we acknowledge you today. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. We celebrate you tonight, God. We thank you for keeping us through this day, God, without any danger coming to us, God. Father, we thank you for keeping our children, our families, our loved ones, even our enemies under our foot. So, Father God, as we come before you today, we ask you, God, for perfection, God, as you taught us to be ye perfect as even you are perfect. And, Father, all that is imperfect, God, we ask you to put it under the blood. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, even as we're on the road, God, we ask you to keep us safe, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for all you've been doing. Thank you for the way you've kept our day today, God. And, Father, we specifically ask you, God, for healing. We ask you, God, to heal our body, our mind, our spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus, heal our loved ones, God. Father, any sickness or infirmities, God, we know that by your stripes we are healed. So, God, we ask you for the manifestation of healing in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you, God, to keep us, God. Father, help us to grow even closer to you, God. Help us, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we honor you. We worship you, God, today. And, Father, we ask you to increase our knowledge, God. Increase our stamina, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, give us wisdom, God, liberally, God, as we ask you for it. And, Father, we ask you for the impossible. Now, God, even in the situation that some of us are going through with our homes, God, we ask you, God, to sustain us, God, in Jesus' name. We ask you, God, to keep us, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for a roof over our head, God. Father, we thank you, God, for a warm place to be, God, and we honor you for that, God. Father, we bless your name today, God. We give you all the glory, the praise, the honor, God. Father, we honor you tonight, God. We celebrate Jesus Christ. We celebrate, God, that this is a season, God, 40 days before you gave up your life, God, for us, because you loved us so much, God, and we thank you, God. We worship you tonight, God, and Father, everybody on this line, God, every representation here, God, we ask you to go into the home of everyone represented here, God. Use everyone, God. Send forth your glory and your anointing, God. But Father, we know that the collateral is broken, God, and we thank you for that, God. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Father, we thank you for the power of your word. We thank you for washing us in the blood of your son. We thank you, Father God, that your mercy and love towards us is evident. Father, we thank you as we receive the love that you give us. And we thank you, Father God, that we can come boldly to your throne. We look for the mercy, Lord. We look for the mercy for us, and we look for the mercy for others. We thank you for remembering us. We thank you for remembering our seed. We thank you for hearing our petition. We thank you, Father God, as we begin to lift up our heads to you, looking to the hills from which cometh our help. Father, we know that we're coming into a place where help is. We thank you, Father God, you're going to show us where the possibilities are. You're going to show us where we need to stand. You're going to show us the right places at the right time. But Father God, we thank you that you reveal it to your servants, the prophets, and then you begin to tell us the positions to take. We thank you, Father God, that we do have an end. We thank you that we are covered under the shadow of the Almighty. And we thank you that even our loved ones and our families and our friends and those that we don't know and those that have petitions before you, Father God, we thank you that you hear us when we speak. We thank you that the power of your word causes us to stand in confidence. Father God, we thank you that, you know, your mercy towards us is everlasting, and every day there's new mercies. So we thank you, Father God, for those who are looking for mercy today and grace today. We thank you for what you give us in abundance. We thank you, Father God, that you cause our bodies to go into an alignment with your word. We thank you that our mind is on you, so we thank you for the peace that you give us. We thank you, Father God, that the joy that we have is our strength. We get that from you. So, Father God, we thank you that what you're giving us is really to cause us to bubble over and flow outward. Father God, we thank you that the love you give us goes out. So we thank you for touching every place that is absent of your presence and absence of your love, that you would go in and show us what work to do. Cause us to walk in your shoes, Father God, that we represent the kingdom. We thank you, Father, we are not only warriors, but we are declarers and decreers. And so we thank you as you begin to go into the prisons. We thank you as you begin to go into the hospitals. We thank you as you begin to walk through the streets and beat the bushes. We thank you that they come out where they've been hiding, Father, because the love is just free and abundant. So we thank you, Father, for that love that really goes beyond the boundaries in which we can see with our naked eye. But, Father God, your love goes deep. It runs real deep. And we thank you for that love that keeps us. We thank you, Father God, that you forgive us as we move forward. And we thank you, Father God, that we can now pull down the stronghold. Oh, yes, God, we will walk with an axe. And, yes, God, we will lay an axe to the root of a lot of the situations that we see because you've given us power. And we thank you we are more than conquerors. For, Father God, you have given us the power to tread upon the surface. Oh, you've given us power to do a whole lot. So, Father God, open us up. Cause us to be poured out, that we might be you in the earth, that we might walk as kingdom daughters and sons of the Most High, that we might produce our cause to you, Father God, that you might walk with us, that you might walk in us and show us where we need to be at the right time. For wherever we go, Father God, let us lift up your name. Let us cause your name to be lifted, and we'll watch you drag, draw, and pull all men unto you. We thank you, Father, for the power of the blood, for it is still pouring into the earth. We thank you for the realness of your life and your spirit that you left with us, Father God, as we begin to move forward. And the power of the Holy Ghost yet moves, and you yet save. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And Father, we thank you right now, God, for your word, God. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you right now that your word says, let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich, Father. We thank you for being the bread of heaven tonight, oh God. Bread of heaven, feed us tonight till we want no more, oh God. Every nook and cranny that may be present in us, oh God. Father, let us bring ourselves into the light of you tonight, oh God. Father, as we stand between then and now, Father God, we lift our hands and say thank you, oh God. Father, anything I thought, anything I said that wasn't pleasing in your sight, consciously, unconsciously, knowing, unknowing, God, I repent and ask for forgiveness, oh God. As I stand tonight on the wall, oh God, I thank you for being God. I thank you for being Alpha and Omega. I thank you for being everything in between. I thank you for being sanity for those that need sanity on the line. I thank you for being a stabilizer and a mind regulator and a mind keeper, oh God. I thank you for opening doors, God, that seem like they would not open, but this, your blood, your power, your anointing, push them open in our favor. I say thank you, oh God, forever grateful on your word, God. I give you glory tonight, oh God, for there dwelleth no good thing in my flesh, oh God, but for your mercy, your love, and your grace. I give you glory tonight, God, for getting all of the honor out of every little part of our lives tonight, God. Every person that may be on the line, God, I stand tonight for unsaved loved ones tonight. I stand tonight for those that think they're bigger than badder than God, that think they want a box with God. I stand in the gap for their souls tonight, Father. I thank you, oh God, for deliverance tonight. I thank you, oh God, for emotional healing tonight. Whoever needs whatever, you are whatever we need, oh God. And I thank you that we can hide ourselves in you, oh God. I thank you right now that nothing shall take us by surprise, but you reveal your secrets to your servants, the prophets. And I thank you for us being on the front line. I thank you for the foundation that you've given everyone on this line. Whatever they're standing in need of, you are the I am, Father. I thank you for being the I am. I thank you for being the God that's great. I thank you right now for opening doors, changing hearts. Your word says that the king's heart is in your hands, and you turn it which way you see fit. I speak to legal situations. I speak to court cases. I speak to all types of battles that may be coming with legalities, God. And I say, let your angel of breathe upon the situation, oh God. Breathe upon it, oh God. Thank you for favor, God. We know we don't deserve it, but that's what your favor is. It is grace upon us, oh God. And I thank you in advance. I give you the glory in advance. You're worthy, God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Oh, Father God, yes, and the legal cases, Father God, we're just asking you to go before the court system. Send your angels of mercy, Father God, for those who are facing immigration, Father God, who've helped the country, who've been here, Father God. I'm standing in the gap here praying with and for them, God. I thank you for the court cases what the mothers are standing for, crying out tonight, Father God, that their sons and daughters will not be left out there in the cold, but I'm trusting your word, Father God. God, and I'm trusting you, Father God, that you will go forth through the law system, God, and give them favor, Father God. I thank you, God, for the salvation, because, God, our family members and our friends need you. They desire you, Father God, and somebody's even lonely tonight, Father God, reaching out, alone at home, feeling heavy-hearted and heavy-burdened, Father God. Show yourself mighty in your love with them, Father God. I thank you, God. And I thank you, God, for the heavy hearts, Father God, because you can show yourself. You can show yourself through your people that strangers can come to show them love, Father God. We thank you, God, for resting, even giving us peaceful rest when we sleep, Father God, for there are the restless nights worrying about family, but we don't have to sit in here worrying about family. I thank you for healing, God. The family members and friends who are in the hospital who don't know, who are scared, Father God, I'm asking you to send your angels of healing to the hospitals, Father God, touching also the seniors, Father God. Let us not forget about the mothers, Father God, the mothers, Father God, the senior mothers. Touch them, strengthen their body, Father God. Just strengthen them for healing and their bones, and just move through their veins and their muscles, Father God, to strengthen them, God, in this season. We thank you even for deeper revelation, the teachings that we receive, that we can be stronger walking in this earth, Father God, to represent you, Father God, that we may pass down the teachings and the love that you give us. We thank you, Father God, even for the homeless people, Father God. Cover them in this season, Father God. Make a way and open up a door. Even children who are left in situations, Father God, who are motherless, Father God, fatherless, Father God, just touch them, Father God, and help them, cover them, who they might be with families that they don't need to be with. You make a way, Father God, so that these children are covered and no harm and no danger comes to them, Father God. And we just continue to keep blessing your name, Father God. I thank you, God, for the job openings, the networks, Father God, that's coming to people who need housing in this season, mothers who are crying out, They're needing housing for their children, Father God. And I'm blessing your name, and I'm thanking for everything being in divine order, God. And we give your name, for it's you, God, who allows us the right mind. And I thank you for peaceful mindset and peaceful rest. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time and this opportunity for allowing us to gather again on this live conference call. We thank you for having us to come with open hearts and open ears and open minds to receive, God. We thank you for allowing us to speak your name, God. Father God, we get all the praise and all the glory. Father God, right now I come before you lifting up every business owner and entrepreneur, God. God, guide us as we look over paperwork. Give us new ideas, God. Give us ideas to prosper others, God. God, we ask that you send right connection in the networks around us in this season, God. Father God, let your will and way be done within us, God. Father God, you said if we trust on you, God, that all will be all right, God, and we know that all is all right now. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus on those that are going through hardship and sickness in their life right now, God. We know that you are the healing one, Father God, for you said, let the sick say I'm healed and let the poor say that I'm rich. Father God, we give you the praise, God. We give you the praise and the glory in all things that we do. Father God, we thank you for every open door that you're opening right now. We thank you for every opportunity that you continue to give us each day. We thank you for letting us to be able to breathe and to say your name, God. Father God, we lift up our children. We lift up our family, Father God. We lift up our daughters, our sons, and our mothers, and our fathers, and our brothers and sisters, God. Father God, we ask that you cover the family. Cover the household, God. Send your angels to camp around them, God. Father God, we know that it's your desire for us to have the abundance life, and we thank you, God, for the abundance life that you are giving us, God. We thank you for the miracles that you are sending our ways and the open doors with the miracles, God. We know that for every breakdown that there is a breakthrough in everything that we go through, God, and we thank you for the breakthrough, God. We even proclaim and see the breakthrough. And Father God, we ask that you do a special blessing for each one on this call, God. We ask that you touch each one in a unique way. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the people of God on the line. We thank you for every life that's here on the line, every family associated with each and every life on this line, Father. We thank you for giving us life, Father. We thank you for divine healing even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for instructing us and guiding us to our purpose, Father, here. Father, let your will be done in our lives. Allow us to walk in your will, Father God. Father, we thank you for your divine covering as we come and as we go. We thank you for our children and our families, Father. We thank you for those that have a heavy heart, Father. Allow their hearts to be filled with gladness and happiness, Father. Father, we honor you, Father. As the praises go up, the blessings come down. Father, allow us to see our way, Father God. Allow us to see what it is that we need to begin to do even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to go ahead and praise and lift up your name even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for ordering our steps, Father. Father, bring divine healing and wholeness to us, Father. Give us the strength that's necessary to continue on our journey even now, Father God. Father, allow us to begin to go ahead and move even now in your will, Father God. Allow the shift to happen, Father. Open our eyes and our hearts and our minds so that we may begin to see what it is that we are supposed to be doing, Father. We thank you for those businesses, Father, that are birthed out of us. We thank you for the ideas, new ideas, and inspiration, Father God. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to begin to spread your word, Father God. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the divine covering that's marked even on each and every one of our doorways even now, Father. Father, each and every person that steps in and out of the doorways of our homes even now, Father God, allow healing, allow miracles, allow breakthroughs to begin to happen even now, Father God. Fresh new ideas emerging from our minds and our thoughts even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for divine sweet dreams, Father God. Father, allow us not to forget what we're supposed to be doing even now, Father. Father, we thank you, we thank you. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor now and forever. Amen and amen and amen.
And Father God, I thank you right now for this time and this opportunity to come before your throne of grace. And we come before you, your throne of grace, first of all, to say thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for what you have done for us, what you're getting ready to do for us. We thank you, Father God, for the things you've already, hallelujah, put in place for us and what you have predestined us for this day and time and this season, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for this hour of the company of prophetess coming together as one, Lord, in unison, Lord, and to begin to cover your people, God, in this hour, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We give you glory, hallelujah, for what you're doing right now, Father God. And Father God, we decree and we declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people right now. I thank you, Father God, that the angel of healing right now is right now residing on everyone's, hallelujah, heart and, hallelujah, everyone's home, God, and even in their relationships, hallelujah, and in their family, God, and in their finances, Father God. Let the angels of healing, God. God, right now we ask you to dispatch those angels, and God, let them begin to move quickly and swiftly into the lives of your people, Father God, and bring divine healing and wholeness to your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the angel of divine uncommon favor. God, let it begin to saturate our life, God. Let it saturate our lives, God. In the name of Jesus, God, even in business situations, hallelujah, let it begin to saturate, God. God, I thank you, Father God, that even in this hour, Father God, we proclaim liberty in the lives of your people. God, we, Father God, thank you right now. You're liberating our communities, God. You're liberating us, even our finances, God. You're liberating us, Father God, even our churches, God. Lord Jesus, we ask you right now to be our peacemaker. Tear on every wall of partition, Lord Jesus, and be our peacemaker right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that you anointed us, God, in this hour to begin to preach the good gospel, God. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, that you're giving us beautiful ashes, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're giving us the oil of joy for the spirit of mourning. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that you're putting us on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Rebuke every generational curse right now. We come against it by your blood in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father God, Holy Spirit, right now, we ask you to go before us to make every crooked place straight right now. And Father God, we pray right now, even for the Kelly family. Please, Jesus, for them. Send this comforting angels around them, God. Your angels of peace, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you are the lift of their head. And Father God, we pray for the Shin family. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them. God, surround them with your comforting angels, God. And we plead the blood of Jesus. And we send forth peace there. In the name of Jesus, let your dunamis power begin to, hallelujah, draw all our, hallelujah, prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Bring them back into the kingdom, God. We come against every, hallelujah, drug addiction, sexual addiction, anger addiction, any kind of addiction that is not like you, God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. We bind your assignment. Every assignment that you have come and tried to come against our families, against our relationship, against the ministry, against our finances, we call it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. You have no dominion in our life. And we call forth the Holy Spirit to begin to flood our life with presence right now. In the name of Jesus, let God arise and let every enemy be scattered. In the name of Jesus, the enemy of yesterday, the enemy of our past, God, let God arise and let every enemy be scattered right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the spirit of salvation and deliverance right now. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you for our Archbishop Hallelujah, Master Prophet Ibanadra, we thank you for, God, that stand for your people prophetically. And God, we thank you for, hallelujah, the law of abundance. How terrible Shaka is working in our life. And we say, save now. We beseech thee, oh Lord, send the spirit of prosperity over this land right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
And Father, we declare that every word, every prayer, every utterance that has been spoken on this call on tonight, Father. Father, we thank you already in advance that it's already been answered, Father. But, Father, we understand and we acknowledge that it will not be by might nor by power, but it's going to be by your Spirit. Therefore, Father, we give you praise. We choose to praise you, Father, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus, that we lift our voice up like a trumpet and we begin to declare and to acknowledge who you are and what you are to us, Father. And, Father, we thank you. We won't complain, but we'll give you the praise. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're going to do. We thank you, Lord, in advance, Father, that you're ordering our footsteps. Father, we thank you, Lord, in advance, Lord, that you're causing those crooked paths, those crooked ideas, those crooked thoughts to be made straight for your glory in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for everything that you're going to do. We thank you, Lord, for your word, for you said that you esteem your word, that Job esteemed his word more highly, your word more highly than his necessary food. Therefore, Father, we choose to esteem your word, choose to believe you above every and any other circumstances, Father. But Father, we know that you have begun a good work on the inside of us. And Father, I thank you in advance that you are perfecting everything that concerns us in the mighty name of Jesus. But Father, we know, Lord, that you said to cast our cares upon you. And as we cast it upon you, Lord, Father, you know what we are in need of. Father, we know that you are the faithful God. You are the God that will not leave us nor forsake us. Therefore, Father, we choose to say yes to you today. We choose to cast every care, every problem, every situation, everything that disturbs us or move us from the place where you have placed us to be. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, and we cast it unto you, Father. And Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks, Father, for everything that you're going to do, Father, for this day that we have begun, Father. It shall be a good day. And we declare it and we decree it that it shall be one of the best days that we have ever experienced. Because, Father, you said you load us daily with benefits. And, Father, we thank you for the benefits that you're going to load us on this day, Father. Father, we stand in awe with what you're about to do in the name of Jesus. And we say yes to your will, yes to your purpose. But, Father, we know in whom we believe, Father. And we know, Lord, that you are perfecting everything that concerns us. We know, Lord, that the thoughts that you have for us are good and they are not evil. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing for us, Father. But we are your children. We are your people. And we give you praise and we give you thanks. We bow down to you, Lord. And we say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. But Father, we thank you for everything right now in the precious name of Jesus, for the things that you're shifting, for the things that you're stirring up, even in these days that we are praying and coming before you with our intention in mind and with purpose in mind. We thank you in advance that everything is going to be done right, because it's going to be done according to your plan and purpose. Therefore, Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks on today, because you're ordering our footsteps. You're causing those things that was a stirrup and that was oppressing and depressing, you're causing it to be a lift, because we're going to have to lift our head up high and let the trumpet of the Lord begin to sound the alarm so that it can go forth and we begin to praise you as your people in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you and we praise you and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you one and all.
Yes,
it's been a pleasure.
This is like the ninth day,
I believe it is, and it's just getting better and better and more on this way.
Hallelujah.
Like ordering our footsteps already, even before we start our day, it's already been set up, and I just heard God that He's going to set up many of us because we're putting Him first.
Yes, Yeah. Amen. That's right.
When you put God first, God begins to set things right and in order. So I just praise God for every one of you, and it's just going to get better and better, and things are going to fall into right alignment, right agreement. Why? Because God is ordering our footsteps. We're putting God first so that God can take care of the other matters that are concerning us in the name of Jesus. Amen. So thank you, Prophet Naomi. Are you on the line still?
Yes, I am. You know, I'm here to the end because I was given strict prophetic instructions of what I have to do.
All right.
Three, so I'm here.
Yes.
Amen. And we are going to be with you. We are standing. Amen.
Yes.
Because we are here in unity. Can you not pray with me for 30 minutes within this
hour? Come on.
And we are saying, we are more than able to do it.
Hallelujah.
Because of what God is going to take us into. And if you stand and say, I promise you, every church, every family, there's going to be a shift and there's going to be a change. Because
Hallelujah.
See, some of these things come only by prayer and fasting.
And fast.
It's not going to come easy. You got to fight for what's yours in prayer and in fasting. And as we
come
are lifting up our voice in prayer, and many of you are going to be fasting and doing certain things, the Lord's going to speak into your heart and your soul, and you're going to do that, and you're going to begin to see that speedy thing come forth. Before you think it, it's going to come to pass.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, Prophet Naomi, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase and so you can share with us what will be happening next. Amen.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you all in one for all coming on the line. Thank you, Prophetess Bethany, for supporting me. Didn't have any internet, so thank you so much. Want to let everyone know that we will be back here at 12 noon with the company of prophets. Prophetess Deanna Kelly, Prophetess Jessica Jordan, Prophetess Cameron Hodge, and Prophet Prentice, where they are with the company of prophets and they are doing different interviews, having on different subject matters and things like that. I'll get the proper list. I can let you know what's going on, but I believe today it's going to be they're going to have Bible study.
Are you coming back in here?
Pastor, I think your line is still open. I'm muted. Okay. Thank you. In-depth Bible teaching, Bible question. Go on there and ask your questions with Prophet Joshua Jordan. So go on to that 12 noon call and have a great time. Also, the Master Prophet, Archbishop, he is going to it's Prophet Neola. Yes, today is Thursday. I'm thinking we're still on Wednesday. Thursday. Prophet Neola, join Prophet Neola. You'll be sending a phone blast where he does different practice, prophetic practice, and NLP. If you don't know about it, just come on the line. There's nothing spooky about it. Come on the line. You will definitely enjoy it. Prophet Neola, who's also a pastor, and he's going to be teaching on today. So look out for those calls. Those calls usually go out between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So look out for those calls. And then we are back here at 11:50 p.m. That's right. We'll be back here at 11:50 p.m. where we'll take our lineup with the company of prophets and pastors and evangelists all around the world. Come on the line. Give us your name so we can put you in the lineup for those 30-minute prayer calls and things like that. So definitely come back on the line. Also want to let everyone know, if you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, Archbishop, he is going to be down there with Bishop Barian celebrating his 56th birthday, over 20 years in ministry in the Atlanta area. You can go to bishopjordan.com or zoeministries.com. You can get all the details. The details are also on Facebook. Or you can go to bishopbarian.com. You can join us there. He's going to be there Thursday, Friday night at 7 p.m. I believe there's going to be a banquet for Bishop Barian, and then Archbishop will be at the Sunday church service. So anyone in the Atlanta area, you have family and friends, you can just call up and get all that information. And that is it with all my announcements. I want to thank you all and for new callers that are on the line, if you have not received a free prophecy, you can always go to freeprophecy.org. Thank you, everyone, and have a wonderful good night. Moderator, you can put back on the rebroadcast of the prayer call. Thank you, and God bless. Good night.
God bless you. God bless.
God bless. God bless. God bless.